A 100-foot wall of water rises from nowhere. No warning, no gradual swell, just sudden, catastrophic force capable of crushing the most advanced vessels. These rogue waves were dismissed as folklore until 1995, when an oil platform in the North Sea recorded an 85-foot monster during a storm. Scientists now know these giants appear roughly every 10 hours in turbulent conditions, forming when smaller waves converge with devastating precision. Your business faces the same phenomenon. Right now, technological shifts, social upheavals, economic pressures, and political conflicts are building beneath the surface. When they collide, they don't just create change, they create transformation, so sudden and complete that entire industries vanish. Blockbuster, Yellow Pages, Kodak, these weren't failures of effort or intelligence. They were organizations built for yesterday's storms, obliterated by today's reality. The question isn't whether these waves will hit. Research shows they're arriving faster and with greater force than ever before. The question is whether you'll capsize or learn to roll upright like a kayak. Vulnerable to tipping, yes, but designed for rapid recovery. Porter's competitive strategy couldn't save Porter's own consultancy from bankruptcy. Blue Ocean strategy didn't prevent Cirque du Soleil's collapse during the pandemic. These frameworks dominated business schools for decades, yet they share a fatal flaw. They assume tomorrow resembles today. Consider Carl Icahn, a legendary investor who lost $200 million doubling down on Blockbuster's brick-and-mortar stores while Netflix rode the broadband wave to become the decade's top performer. Years later, he tried acquiring HP with Xerox, only to watch the deal collapse when COVID-19 decimated Xerox's office copier business while HP's diversified portfolio weathered the storm. What's needed isn't invulnerability, but resilience. Not the unsinkable ship, but the kayak that tips easily yet rights itself faster than competitors can capitalize. Until the Draupner recording, scientists dismissed giant waves despite hundreds of unexplained ship sinkings yearly. The breakthrough revealed these monsters form through constructive interference, multiple wave peaks overlapping to create something far larger than any individual component. We can't predict specific rogue waves more than minutes ahead, but we can map their probability based on conditions. Business disruption follows identical patterns. The 2008 financial crisis emerged from building risk pressures and the historical pattern of debt crises every 7 to 12 years. COVID-19 arrived predictably from increasing global travel and cities pushing into wild biomes. Companies handle everyday challenges fine, but get devastated when industry-changing disruptions hit, like when Craigslist and Google crushed the 90-year-old Yellow Pages publisher in just 2 years. These company-killing events result from predictable trends converging unpredictably. The narrowing innovation window changes how value gets created, while governments restrict competitors' market access. At these intersections, rogue waves form, forcing Google to abandon China while Huawei faces U.S. restrictions. Organizations capsize through common mistakes, fighting the last war, packing for the wrong trip, surrendering to perceived reality, using binoculars instead of radar, drawing wrong conclusions from partial data. Each assumes stability when volatility is accelerating. Off South Africa's coast, the Agulhas Current creates Cape Rollers, 100-foot rogue waves appearing suddenly on calm days. Business undercurrents operate similarly, growing stronger as our world interconnects. Once-in-a-lifetime events now occur once a decade. Five economic undercurrents are transforming fundamentals. Aging demographics drive lower interest rates, slower growth, rising debt, and widening wealth gaps. The data economy shifts value from physical goods to information. Automation enhances rather than replaces humans. Centaur models, combining human flexibility and machine precision, prove most effective. Asia's rise creates 2.1 billion new middle-class consumers by 2035, intensifying resource competition. Cheap money results from slowing growth and mounting debt, creating feedback loops where rates must stay low. Four technologies deserve attention: connected devices, artificial intelligence, distributed ledgers, and next-generation wireless networks. The innovation window shrinks from years to weeks. Breakthroughs now come from remixing existing technologies through bioconvergence, biomimetic design, advanced manufacturing, and human-computer integration. Social undercurrents complete the picture. Digital trust erodes as tracking captures intimate data amid inconsistent privacy regulations. New social contracts form as movements represent populations left behind by globalization. Organizational crisis success relies on installed processes, not heroics. The Rogue Method offers five components: reality test, observe your system, generate your futures, uncouple opportunities from threats, and experiment. Different professionals connect with different aspects. Lawyers appreciate analytical rigor. Programmers grasp interconnected logic. English majors embrace creative experimentation. Reality testing teaches abductive reasoning, the Sherlock Holmes method of moving from incomplete observations to likeliest explanations, driving breakthroughs from Google's algorithms to Tesla's self-driving capabilities. The REAL framework separates evidence collection from analysis, helping teams avoid availability bias, overvaluing accessible information, representativeness bias, mistaking similarity for membership, and confirmation bias, twisting facts to match beliefs. Kodak's 1970s dismissal of digital photography exemplifies confirmation bias. Observing your system develops pattern recognition amid uncertainty. Systems modeling links causes and effects, why Amazon employs economists modeling futures. Causal loop diagrams reveal balancing loops that stabilize systems and reinforcing loops that amplify changes. Toyota mastered systems thinking for adaptable supply chains, while SpaceX uses complex models to optimize rocket operations. This approach reveals how elements interact, exposes vulnerabilities, and identifies interventions that produce desired outcomes without unintended consequences. Military leaders use simulation to prepare for radical uncertainty. Commercial aviation transformed safety through sweat boxes, exploring how actions impact what-if scenarios. Research shows starting with a future situation and working backward improves decision-making by 30% over extrapolating from the present. This creates the Tree of Possibility, a framework mapping scenarios from optimal success to disaster. Most organizational goals lack ambition. True breakthroughs require 100x thinking, not Silicon Valley's 10x improvements. Hugh Hare's prosthetics progressed from basic mobility to enabling rock climbing with force feedback sensation. SpaceX reduced payload costs from $85,216 per kilogram in 1981 to a projected $22 by 2025. To identify failures, consider what miracles need to happen for success and evaluate each one. System breakdowns typically occur at links between nodes, since no one maintains these connections. The 2002 Millennium Battle exercise demonstrated this when Lieutenant General Paul Van Riper devastated a U.S. carrier strike group in minutes using speedboats and outdated missiles following network attack strategies, the 5Ds: deceive, disrupt, degrade, deny, destroy. Amerigo Vespucci approached his voyage as connected smaller journeys with built-in flexibility. By constantly testing assumptions and adjusting based on experience, he might not reach his exact destination, but would arrive somewhere worthwhile. Successful organizations target ranges of outcomes rather than single predetermined results. Trigger points are interactions where small efforts release large pent-up energy, like dominoes in a Rube Goldberg machine or Archduke Ferdinand's assassination, unleashing forces built over decades. Maxwell's daemon illustrates this. A tiny entity selectively opening a door between gas-filled boxes can separate molecules, creating temperature differences with minimal effort. The vagus framework, visibility, effect, gestation, accessibility, security, helps identify controls preventing systems from going haywire. The five most effective system nudges are air gaps, isolating risky elements, decentralization, distributing decision-making, bandwidth, changing information flow, latency, adjusting response timing, and scalability, ensuring capacity flexes as needed. After identifying trigger points, prioritize which opportunities and threats to address first. Slice your risk onion by examining all challenges, then start with Plan B by developing backup plans first. The Titanic disaster exemplifies this failure. Despite 16 watertight compartments, bulkheads didn't reach ceilings, and crucial redundancies like high-volume pumps were omitted. Confidence without comprehensive understanding creates catastrophic vulnerability. The Bay Model in Sausalito, a massive hydraulic replica of San Francisco Bay, exemplifies experimentation's power, enabling engineers to test hundreds of infrastructure projects over 50-plus years without environmental risk. Research shows R&D investments had twice the impact on market capitalization compared to tangible assets. Success requires timing, sequencing, and hedging. COVID-19 vaccine development compressed typical decade-long timelines to 1 year by simultaneously funding multiple candidates and building production infrastructure before trials completed. AstroTeller at X builds portfolios of experiments rather than businesses, incentivizing failure by rewarding smart risk and learning. In volatile environments, traditional command and control fails. Effective leaders shift between captaining and coaching, informing, aligning, and motivating while supporting team judgment. The octopus offers an ideal organizational model. Each tentacle has its own brain, connected through a neural ring, allowing independent yet coordinated action. Leaders align teams through the LEAD framework: logic, brutal honesty about facts; empathy, understanding values and concerns; authority, credibility through sound reasoning; and deadline, momentum through clear timelines. Winners see complete reality by looking outward and inward, listening broadly, and making decisions based on probabilities, building systems that maximize upside while balancing resilience and growth.